My name is Marianne Santonac. I'm epidemiologist at INSERM in France. I'm really grateful for the editorial board for giving us this opportunity to present our paper entitled Disparity of Child Parents Reported Quality of Life in Cerebral Palsy Persists into Adolescence. Quality of life is now recognized as an important determinant of health. It's a subjective concept capturing the child's subjective appreciation of the life. It's a multidimensional construct, and it's also admitted that the assessment of the child's quality of life should be self-reported when possible, but proxy report is also used, especially when the child cannot self-report. But there's also evidence that children and parents have different perspectives about the child's quality of life. What do we know about the discrepancies in children? Parent reported quality of life. Most of the time, the parents rate the child's quality of life lower than the children themselves. Some factors are described as associated with discrepancies in children with chronic conditions, such as parental mental states, like depression and parenting stress, also pain and emotional distress encountered by the child. Increased age have also been described as associated with greater discrepancy in the general population. And there's overall few knowledge on factors influencing discrepancy in children with CP and especially in adolescents. But the objectives of this study was to examine child-parent discrepancy in reporting quality of life in childhood and in adolescence in children with CP, and to investigate the potential factors associated with such discrepancies. We hypothesized that discrepancy will persist in adolescence with greater extent in more subjective domains, and we also expected some differences in factors associated with these discrepancies in childhood and in adolescence. So we used the data from the SPARKLE study, which is a 9-center prospective cohort of families and children with CP of all severities over 7 European countries. So at baseline, 818 children aged between 8 to 12 years and families were recruited from population-based registries, and they were assessed again in adolescence. And this analysis was restricted to 354 child-parent diets with complete data on at least one quality of life domain in childhood and in adolescence. The quality of life was assessed in childhood and adolescence using the KidScreen questionnaire administered to the child and the parent. It's a generic quality of life instrument designed for children aged 8 to 18 years old with a child and a parent proxy version. So it's a multidimensional construct covering 10 domains of quality of life. Both versions have the same 52 items, and each domain had a score between 0 to 100, which indicated best quality of life. So what we found first is that across all domains of quality of life studied, parents rated the child's quality of life to be worse than the child did, with discrepancy in childhood and in adolescence. Then we examined the evolution of discrepancy with the child's age, and we found that the mean of child-parent discrepancy was significantly higher when the child was older in 4 quality of life domains. The last main result of this paper is about the association between discrepancy and child and family characteristics. So we found similar associations between discrepancy and child-family characteristics in childhood and in adolescence, with no impact of the child's age on this association. Regarding the child characteristics, the severity of motor impairment related to a larger discrepancy in the domain of physical well-being. Also, emotional and behavioral problems related to larger discrepancy for the domain of school, environment, and social acceptance. And the frequency and the severity of pain encountered by the child was related to reduced discrepancy in three domains: psychological well-being, autonomy, and school environments. And last, a higher level of parenting stress also related to larger discrepancy for the domains of physical and psychological well-being and emotion. In conclusion, this study confirms that the point of view of the child and their parents about the child's quality of life are different, with discrepancy persisting in adolescence, and that the factors associated with such discrepancy are similar in childhood and in adolescence, including child pain and parenting stress. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast.